Imagine trying to build like a massive skyscraper, but instead of rigid steel beams, you're using blocks that just instantly morph into whatever shape you need.
Right.
And you're building the entire thing inside your pocket.
Right. Which sounds impossible.
Completely impossible.
Yeah.
But that is the promise of this new AI engine called Loom. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, our mission is to unpack sources claiming this tech, which they are calling the Squalite of AI, is basically breaking the standard rules of hardware.
Yeah, it lets you run and even evolve bleeding-edge AI right on your phone with zero cloud connection.
Which is wild.
Well, it fundamentally changes how neural networks are built from the ground up. Standard AI is, it's structured like a flat, one-dimensional assembly line. Layer one finishes its job, hands the data to layer
Like
two.
very strict, very linear sequence.
Exactly, but Loom just throws that factory floor plan out the window. It uses a 3D volumetric space.
Okay, so depth, row, column, layer.
Yeah. The signals aren't stuck on a track anymore. They can literally hop anywhere in that 3D grid. It acts way more like a biological brain. A node can just throw a flag and route its data to completely arbitrary coordinates.
Okay, but to survive in a fluid 3D grid like that, the map itself would have to be incredibly flexible, right?
Oh, absolutely. That is where Loom uses something they call 21 data type polymorphism.
Wait, polymorphism? That sounds like a magic spell. What is that actually doing to the data?
Think of it as shape shifting. The
Yeah.
engine dynamically crunches its core mathematical weights down into these extremely tiny formats on the fly, down to 4-bit or even like a simple 1-bit binary.
Wow, just one bit.
Yeah. And it writes all this in pure Go, which is a really lean programming language. It completely bypasses the bulky C++ code that usually clogs up machine learning software.
Okay, wait, I'm stuck on something here. I was looking at the benchmark logs in our sources, and they show this exact setup making a standard CPU run faster than a GPU.
Which goes against basically everything we know about hardware.
Right. GPUs are built from the ground up for massive matrix math. A standard phone CPU shouldn't even be in the same weight class. How is it possibly winning a benchmark?
It comes down to traffic, just, moving the data. Getting data to a GPU means sending it across the PCIe memory bus. And that trip takes about 1.0 to 1.5 milliseconds of fixed latency.
So it's like trying to move a massive mountain of dirt. Usually you need a fleet of giant dump trucks, which is the GPU, but you have to wait for them to drive all the way from the depot to the site.
Exactly. The GPU spends most of its time just sitting there, waiting for the trucks to arrive. But remember that shape-shifting compression Loom does?
The polymorphism thing.
Right. It compresses the data so drastically that the entire layer's math suddenly fits perfectly inside the CPU's ultra-fast L1 or L2 cache.
Which is an infinitesimally small amount of memory, but it's right there on the processor of the smartphone you're holding right now.
Yes. Because it fits right there on the chip, you don't need the dump trucks at all. You can just sweep the dirt up with a dustpan you already have in your hand. The CPU uses native PLAN9 assembly routines to just do the math instantly.
Oh, so it finishes the job before the GPU's dump trucks even turn their engines on.
You got it. It makes it up to 3.84 times faster. The GPU wastes time waiting while the CPU just does the math.
That is incredible. And because the CPU doesn't have to wait for the GPU anymore, it suddenly becomes possible to run this without massive server farms. You could do it entirely locally.
And crucially, you can teach it locally. Traditional AI learns through a process called backpropagation, right? It has to remember every single step it took to make a decision so it can correct its mistakes backward.
Which would just eat up all your phone's memory and instantly crash it.
Exactly. So Loom uses a method called tween, or target propagation.
So instead of needing perfect memory of the whole system, how does tween actually fix the mistakes?
Well, it lets each tiny individual piece of the AI correct itself on the spot. A specific node just guesses what its ideal output should be and tweaks its own math.
Just using the local information right around it?
Yeah, it doesn't need to look at the entire network to learn.
Meaning your data never leaves your device. It never has to go to some cloud server to be processed. I mean, think about what this means for you, the listener.
It's huge for security.
Right, highly regulated enterprise setups that need air gap security. Or, on a wilder note, the docs mentioned something called soul glitch.
Oh yeah, Soul Glitch. It's basically a digital AI pet.
Yeah.
Because it learns using tween right on your processor, it evolves its emotional reactions locally.
So it adapts to you personally without ever syncing to a cloud server.
Exactly. Loom is basically freeing AI from the cloud using that 3D routing, the intense quantization, and just letting the CPU do the heavy lifting.
It is truly standalone intelligence. But there is one final provocative detail in the sources that I want to leave you with today. Loom's code actually includes tools that allow these networks to organically mutate their own 3D connections.
Meaning they can physically alter their own structure. They mutate to perfectly match the specific hardware constraints of the exact device they are running on.
So think about that. If an AI can physically evolve to match your specific phone, will we soon see an entire ecosystem of feral, hyper-personalized AIs that are entirely unique to the exact hardware they live in? Imagine that shape-shifting skyscraper we talked about earlier. Except now, instead of just fitting in your pocket, it actually grows to perfectly match the exact shape of it.